The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Academy Sports and Outdoors wants everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading to the driving range, prepping for your upcoming hunt, or firing up the grill before the big game, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at the prices that you're going to love. And with the curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, Academy Sports and Outdoors is there to help you have more fun out there.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, 4-time-like 15, 10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Georgia Pack and Load. Move the smart way. Move the pack and load way. Call 1-800-800-MOVE or online at gapackandload.com. Wellstar Health System. More than healthcare, people care. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Well, Brian and I are hoping Chuck Dowdle will get to feeling better, so we just come in and do what we do. They made the call to the bullpen, and that's what we do. We're just stepping up, and we're going to host a program, folks.
It's the Bulldog Roundtable, live from Georgia's Own Credit Union Studio, presented by Georgia Pack and Load, Wellstar Health System, and attorney Ken Nugent, who we can't get away from, who just helped us do the Matt Ryan show as well. So we're rocking and rolling and talking a little Georgia football.
Yeah, Chip Towers will be here shortly. Hudson Mason will join us and Steve McClain. So it's a busy show, and all eyes are on Missouri and Georgia at Missouri, noon kickoff. And Chip, I have to laugh. Chip Towers joins us, the Dog reporter from our Atlanta Journal and Constitution. And you're making fun of Kirby walking in going, yeah, we're a little dinged up.
Yeah, a little dinged up doesn't. You know, if you're talking about an automobile crash, you're thinking about somebody dinged your door in the parking lot. This is more like a head-on collision, like the one we saw between Lewis Cine and Kyle Pitts in the middle of that Georgia-Florida game. Unfortunate for both guys are in concussion protocol now, and not surprisingly so. But, they're just a really beat-up football team. And, you know, that's where I've gotten a lot of questions, you know, since the game. Does this represent a turning point in the rivalry of Georgia and Florida? And that's where I say, you know, absolutely not, because, certainly the final score was what it was, 44-28, 16-point margin. But anybody who watched that game closely knows that the missed opportunities were just ridiculous on Georgia's part, and they could not have been more ravaged from an injury standpoint. And kind of the irony of the whole thing is, Florida's coming in there basically off of a COVID protocol, but they played one game in 3 weeks, and I actually think that benefited them. They got a lot of guys back that particular week. They're a much more healthy team, and be clear, they're a good team too. But I mean, they just caught Georgia at absolutely the right time with a lot of injuries and a little bit of a few issues at the old quarterback position as well.
You know, Chip, you're probably right when you bring up all those different things and the injuries, especially on the defensive side of the ball, account the big dogs up front on the defensive line, receiver position as well, early in the game and before the game. So it was frustrating. You had an opportunity, like you're talking about, to make that thing, I think, 41-35, if you can take advantage of some open receivers and make some throws. With that said, the frustration level for Georgia fans was at an all-time peak. And I think it was because of those injuries, the loss to Florida, but also the quarterback play. What do you think happens moving forward, and who gets a chance to take the helm if Bennett can't go?
Well, this is – I'm excited about it, actually. You know,
me
who doesn't
too.
Like it? Who's a journalist who doesn't like a quarterback we always call it a quarterback controversy, but it's just a competition. And look, you are going to have this anyway. But I mean, Stetson Bennett, we got to give him a break here. I mean, he took a shot right on the AC joint. He sprained it right at that moment when he threw the touchdown. And unfortunately, Georgia lost another receiver on Marcus Rosemy, Jack Saint, fractured dislocation of his ankle. He takes a shot on the AC joint, tries to come back, fumbles a snap on the next series. They take him in, give him a cortisone shot, and, you know, suddenly he's high and inaccurate. Accuracy hadn't been a great thing for him anyway, but you got to think that factored in a little bit. And, and then Dwan Mathis comes in. But, you know, we're finally going to find out this week. I know for a fact that JT Daniels yesterday took snaps in practice with the number one offense. There's never been a bigger mystery for me ever of a candidate at quarterback, because I don't get to see practice because of everything this year. And so I don't have, a strong feeling one way or another whether JT Daniels is better than Dwan Mathis, Carson Beck. And then at some point this week, we understand that Stetson's going to, try to come back and be a part of the competition. But if I had to guess, Georgia to this point, 52.4% completion percentage, 9 TDs, 9 interceptions.
Unacceptable.
You're probably going to see a new quarterback, in this game.
Chip, I have a question for you, because I listened to Paul Feinbaum yesterday on Jock's Roundtable over in Birmingham, and he was going back to the day that Jamie Newman opted out. And we were all, and I'll raise my hand to say, well, he must have just known he was getting beat out. Do you go back to that time, and was that our mindset? And if who was beating him out was Paul Feinbaum's point?
Well, I actually don't believe that narrative, personally. From what I understand on the situation, this was strictly about, if you think back to that time, that was kind of the trend, opt-outs were, especially in the Pac-12, especially in the Big Ten. A lot of the best players were opting out. And look, Jamie Newman, he's 6'4", he's 230 pounds. He supposedly has a cannon of an arm. And, I think he just didn't want to take the chance of whatever this season was going to look like. And look, I'm glad that we're having a season. I'm enjoying it, and football's great, right? College football. But I mean, it's a weird season, and I mean, there's still stuff happening. Mississippi State just postpones its game with Auburn. Georgia, knock on wood, has done an unbelievable job. They've done anything well this year. It's just fight the infection, insofar as we can tell, it has not penetrated the football program at all, though a couple of head coaches are out right now. And so my understanding is that's what it's all about, that he wasn't getting beat out by anybody. Now, Dwan Mathis made a lot of impressions in preseason camp, and Jamie Newman may have been put off about Kirby's hesitancy to name a starter, right? Just say, you're my guy, you're my guy, you're my guy. But that's what I understand about it. And look, far be it from me to defend Kirby, right? But he has really been dealt a difficult cards really since he got here in 2016. He had to fight to get Jacob Eason, who had been long time committed to Mark Richt, who was considered a quarterback guru. He had to fight to get him to come to Georgia. He comes to Georgia, goes through that freshman year with him. And then, the injury happens. Jake Fromm happens. Who can argue with what Jake Fromm did in 2017, or really 2018 for that matter? He fights to get Justin Fields, who was originally committed to Penn State, flips him around. And then, I don't know what was going on in practice, but in games, I understand him sticking with Fromm. Mm-hmm. And, Justin decides to bolt. The narrative, people got to be clear on this. Georgia did not want Justin Fields to leave. They wanted him to come back in 2019, compete for that job. I'm convinced he probably would have beat out Jake Fromm if he hangs around, but he didn't. And, so then now you got, Jake all by himself, and then Jake turning pro, and Jamie opting out. So all of those things were the question is, why doesn't anybody want to stay, I guess, and play for Georgia would be a legitimate question. But he's just had a tough deck of cards here on the quarterback situation. And right now, none of the options look great. So maybe JT Daniels is it. Maybe it's the freshman Carson Beck, those are the only two we haven't seen. And you know, Dwan Mathis, you can see 6'6", 210. I mean, he's a zone read nightmare if he's in there and he can work on it a little bit, an RPO nightmare. But, you know, they're just missing everybody. Their accuracy rate is just horrible. And until you get that fixed, you know, you're going to keep looking for somebody else.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see what the two other young kids can pull off, and JT Daniels and Carson Beck, and see if anything changes. Some people would say not having the packages set up for Justin Fields pushed him out the door as well, and not giving him the opportunity to really show what he was capable of. Because every time he walked in the game in that, was it 2018 season?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he turned around and handed it off or had a zone read and just... It wasn't efficient.
What was the fake effective. Punt or something?
That was a part of it too. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Yep.
It was ridiculous. It was that. And look, this is what Kirby's fighting right now. Look, he is still stacking up top three recruiting class after top three recruiting class. But you know, a reputation is developing that, you know, he's going to get deserved or undeserved. It's going to get used against him. Recruiting is going to be quarterback development. So you know, they've got to get this situation fixed. And here's the thing. I know you saw this, Brian. You know, I think Todd Monken's offense is working. So by my count, you know, in that game against Florida, I saw 10 missed opportunities,
yeah.
Any of which you could have changed that game. First on defense, you had two interceptions you could have had. One would have been a pick six. But on offense, you had at least six overthrows and two drops. Those overthrows, I'm talking about these guys are running free, you know, deep in the secondary. Hit one of them.
That's it. Just a couple of big plays a game is what you need. You cannot overthrow those type of opportunities, because at least if you underthrow it, a receiver can make a play and come back, like you saw what Kyle Pitts did early in that game as well.
This was the key, I thought, to Jake Fromm and Aaron Murray. They didn't have great arms, but on those deep balls, they did not miss them. And people would say they had a weak arm or the old back shoulder throw.
Yep.
But that's what they did. They made sure, you know, if you're on the hash, this is going to be on the hash, you know, and it's going to be somewhere near you, because those opportunities, they don't come that often. The fact that Georgia got six of them that they didn't cash in on, heck, I mean, they got more than that if you count the touchdowns that they did have.
Yeah.
They had two touchdowns besides, right down the middle, right down the seam. So they're there. You just got to get a quarterback and deliver the ball. Plus, and I don't mean to take too much time here, but you can't not talk about the wide receiver injury. We haven't seen George Pickens for 2 weeks. Matt Landers just came back. Tommy Bush was involved in a vehicle accident that's left him a concussion protocol. Don Blaylock tore his knee up before the season started. Marcus Rosemy just had a fractured dislocation. So that's five receivers that right now are out of the lineup. I mean, I don't know who did the chicken curse or whatever it is against Georgia coming into the year, but it's working.
Florida did it, by the way.
They're dinged up.
Good stuff, Chip.
They're just dinged up. Stop that.
They're just dinged up. That's all.
Chip, love your stuff. And I think all you guys, the writers, deserve an MVP for having to do this without being really have access to anything. So great stuff. Always enjoyed your articles.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye, Chip. All right. Hudson Mason is up next on the Georgia.
Okay, I used to play quarterback for Georgia.
I heard he's been sleeping. They couldn't find him earlier. We're going to have to ask him about that. Georgia's
that?
Own credit union right. Studio. We're bringing you Bulldog Roundtable Stereo Arbor. We'll be right back.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Hi, this is Vince Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
916, that's right. I'm Sandra Golden, Brian Finneran. We are hosting Bulldog Roundtable this morning, brought to you by Georgia Pack and Load and Wellstar Health System and attorney Ken Nugent. Hudson Mason's up next, former quarterback and one of the superstar hosts of Buck and Hutt.
Perfect time to talk to Hudson Mason, who had an opportunity to start be starting quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs. And hopefully, Hudson, you can comment on what's going on at the quarterback spot, because I've seen enough of what I've seen so far through six games, I guess it is. And I'm not trying to take a shot at anybody, but I need better quarterback play. I need better completions. I need better opportunities throughout the course of a game. And after talking to Chip Towers, it feels like this could be the answer to our prayers.
Yeah, you know, I mean, against Missouri, it sounds like Kirby, at least the rhetoric that Kirby's using from yesterday, it sounds like they're going to try to get three different guys reps, which I've said several times, I don't know if you can adequately get three different guys reps throughout a week. I think you got to just pick a guy that, you know, you want to get ready and you choose to get him ready. And, you know, it's hard to know if that's JT Daniels because is he cleared? Is he not? You know, I think it's probably going to be, if my guess, it's going to be a mixture of Dwan Mathis and JT Daniels. That's my guess. That's just my opinion. But, you know, it's definitely frustrating. I get it. You know, you need higher quarterback play, not only the rest of the year, but you need it moving forward into next year. And, you know, I said this yesterday to Buck, that the difference to me between whether Georgia gets back to winning SEC East championships year after year and controlling East, or Florida does it more long term, is going to be who finds the quarterback quicker between Georgia and Florida. You know, Trask is going to be gone next year. Georgia is going to be looking for another, you know, long term quarterback.
Yeah.
So whoever can strike iron the quickest and find that guy is going to be the team that probably controls the East for the years to come.
He's Hudson Mason. You can listen to him, Hutt and Buck, on from 1 to 3 every afternoon here on 680 The Fan. And I was thinking about that and what you just said, and does it bring into play Carson Beck at all when you talk about the future and what's going to happen next year?
Well, I think that'd be dumb not to to get him some reps. I mean, at this point, what are you playing for? I mean, you know, you're not going to the national championship. You're not going to the SEC East championship. So, you know, we live in a world now where if kids don't play relatively soon, there's definitely that threat of them transferring and leaving. So I think this is maybe not this weekend if he's not ready, but, you know, later in the season maybe you find an opportunity to get him some reps. Just depends on, you know, how mentally ready he is. Is he way behind? I think the one thing that Kirby was telling the truth about, and I guess we got a glimpse of this again on Saturday, is that when Kirby said that Stetson Bennett gave them the best opportunity to win, you know, he wasn't lying. And you saw the difference between Stetson and then Dwan. And imagine, you know, the talent gap and the preparation gap between Stetson and the third guy and Stetson and the fourth guy. So, you know, we saw the same thing at Tennessee with Jared Garantano when he came out. A huge gap between the starter and some of these backups. And so Kirby wasn't lying when he said that, you know, Stetson literally gave them the best chance to win.
Yeah, we're doing this on the fly. I wonder if they can pull up that soundbite, Hudson, because that's what Kirby was telling this morning, the story of JT Daniels just lobbying to go run the scout team, so he wasn't freaking just sitting back there doing nothing. He said he wanted to at least get some work in.
Yeah, and, I mean, if you remember when Stetson kind of wanted to do the same thing when he left to go to JUCO. So, you know, reps is the ultimate teacher, and I get it. I mean, on the surface, people go, gee, who's the guy that maybe – about to start for us the next couple games is on scout team. But I think for JT, it sounds like it's just about him getting back to a place where he can trust that knee. It sounds like the knee is 100%, and he's been cleared. But Fed, I don't know if you ever had a knee injury where you had to come off of it, just learning to trust it and run routes. And it sounds like it's more him getting back to the place where he can kind of athletically perform and do some of the athletic throws and perform some of the functionalities in the pocket of moving around that he's maybe not quite up to speed yet.
Yeah, I've had both my knees explode on me, one in college and then a couple times in the NFL, and I needed that brace. And that's why I said, I heard him throughout the course of the offseason, he shedded that brace. And I was like, why would he shed a brace? He just torn his ACL. He's only playing quarterback. He's not like the most mobile guy in the world. He can run and he's athletic, but that's not part of his game. Leave that brace on while you're in the pocket and let it be that kind of security blanket, as it was for me as a receiver in the NFL in my last year in college when I had to wear it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he I would hope that he would leave his brace on, especially the first few weeks. Until you take a few hits is when you start getting comfortable
right
in that pocket.
Yeah, I agree. And who knows? Maybe we'll see some of them versus Missouri.
You ever sprain an AC joint in your throwing shoulder?
I have not. No, I never had an injury, anything like that. So, you know, I thought the first quarter Stetson played well. I mean, it's unfortunate that maybe the injury caused some of the inaccuracy problems, or are they just blaming that on that? You never really know. But I mean, the way he performed in the first quarter, that nice touchdown throw on third down over the middle, he had some drops, but you know, that was kind of the story against Alabama too, is, you know, against these really good teams, you got to do it for four quarters. And, you know, against Alabama, they played well for two quarters. Against Florida, it was just one quarter, and it just wasn't enough.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hudson. 1-3 today. Buck and Hutt right here on The Fan every day.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bulldog Roundtable will return in just a few minutes. We're going to interview assistant basketball coach at the University of Georgia, Steve Big Game McLean, when we come back.
This is the official sports talk station of the Dogs.
It's Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan. This is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable in Georgia's Own Credit Union Studio. It's Sandra Golden. It's Brian Finneran, pinch hitting for Chuck Dowdle. Certainly hope he is feeling better. And certainly during this COVID and the pandemic, if there was one sport who really got cheated out of it all, it was NCAA basketball, Brian, right?
No question. Especially, you know, so many high hopes and
tournaments.
And the tournaments and everything else that goes on. Really frustrating, not only for the players, but for the coaching staff as well. As Steve McLean joins us here, via this loud security system newsmaker line in the Bulldog Roundtable. Coach, how are you doing today?
Great. It's great to be with you guys.
You too as well. I was looking through some of the Wikipedia stuff, and I'm just going to tell you, this thing says something about you being a little bit animated on the sidelines at times during your coaching career, and it's been a long and lengthy one as well. Is there any truth to that?
Well, there is. It probably has gotten me in trouble some. No, you know what? I love what I do, and when Coach Green and I were together at Indiana, he'd run over me. I'd be jumping up and he'd be running into me. When you enjoy what you do, it's hard to hold it back. And we want to play with great energy and we want to have great energy as coaches.
Can you talk to the listener about your specific role as an assistant coach? Do you focus on anything throughout the course of a game that specific to, I don't know, offense, defense, play design, anything like that?
Well, I think being back with Coach, it gives him someone that is familiar with what he wants looked at. I think in basketball, and I know your football background, you don't get as locked in as whether you're an offensive coach or a defensive coach. But I do believe, from an offensive point of view, having been with Coach at Indiana, I know what he's looking at, what he's reading. And then from a defensive point of view, so much of it comes into the preparation before the game from a defensive point of view, and then adjusting as the game goes. So I think a little bit of both.
The top 25 comes out yesterday, NCAA preseason top 25. Do you guys pay any attention to that kind of stuff?
Well, eventually that I hope there's a day and age where we're in it. I don't think there's any question you pay attention to it. And you definitely see where teams in the Southeastern Conference are. That's what excites people. That's what excites fans. That's what should excite your players. And you know, it's fun to see who you're going to play and where people think they are. So, yeah, I think it's a big part of it.
10 Kentucky and 12 Tennessee, and those are the only SEC teams in the NCAA preseason top 25.
Well, and I think, you know, I was reading something on Twitter last night, and somebody had tweeted in a preview magazine that the BYU quarterback would get replaced during training camp, and yet now they're talking about him being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think this preseason was so hard for everybody, including the media and people that rank people, because right. of the unknown. You've had teams that have had to take 2 weeks off. It's going to happen during the season. So, when I look at the depth in this league, there'll be more than two in the top 25 when it's all said and done.
No doubt. You guys had a handful of guys move on to the NBA and move on from your team. It's going to be some new faces. What can we expect when these guys hit the floor come December?
Well, I think the fun part has been, no question, we've got a lot of new faces, and me being new, I think I would give this team a very good grade on the fact of how they've dealt with everything from when we did finally get them here this summer to where we are today. The new guys have been so receptive to the learning and picking things up. And then the returning guys, Severe and Tamani and Ty Fagan and Christian and Jaquan, have done a great job of continuing to build their game. So I think it's been a great combination and how we've had to deal with everything.
You guys should get extra credit for all that you've had to put
no
up
question.
With. Honest to goodness, I felt so bad during that tournament time, and it seems like March 11th was 12 years ago, doesn't it?
Well, it really does.
Yeah.
And you know, the unfortunate thing for this program was they were really playing well and had won the first game in the conference tournament. And that's what everybody lives for, is you had nine freshmen on that team. Mm. So they were finally really starting to look like Coach wanted them to look. And then it's just taken away from you. And you come back and everybody left and didn't really get back together till June. And so it's been a learning experience. And I would tell you this, the administration here has done an unbelievable job of making sure that our young athletes are safe and our coaches are safe. And they've done the best you could do with it. And, you know, Coach Green, we brought guys back in stages. And I thought that really worked well. And so, you know, there was a lot of great mind sessions where people were really trying to figure out how to make it best for everybody.
Well, I think y'all did a great job, and you guys won the SEC tournament, so congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Coach. We
Thank
appreciate
you,
your time.
Hey, we'll take that.
That's right.
Exactly. All right, we're wrapping things up, and we're running late, and I don't think we'll ever be asked to host again because we messed up the time clock. I, of course, blame Matt Edgar.
Listen.
All right.
What are you going to do? That was Bulldog Roundtable live from Georgia's own Credit Union Studio, presented by Georgia Pack and Low, Wellstar Health System, attorney Ken Nugent. Have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
Feel better, Chuck. Home team in Hamilton coming up next.
Morning, Myers.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.